This is the third week of the 2050 days. And we repeat the story of the Samaritan woman. When we say Samaritan woman in the fasting, we say it for what?
Repentance.
So when we mention Samaritan woman in the fasting, it is repentance. The whole theme of the fasting in the church is repentance. Is repentance enough? No. Repentance is just what? The beginning. Of course, we need to be repentant all the way. But that is not enough. Repentance is one thing, and then we start with first week in the 50 days is St. Thomas, is to believe. Is to believe. And the second week, I am the bread of life. So he started to give us what we need after repentance. Repentance is the start of the way. And it is the way up to having the Holy Spirit. It is the way of our salvation. So what is the way of our salvation? Number one, is to be fed on Him, which is the Holy Communion. Yeah? Today is the Samaritan woman. Whoever drinks from this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks from the water I give will be never thirsty. Never. Never will be thirsty. Why, Lord? Because I give not like the normal water you drink from, but when I give water, it is a living water. A living water. And the Samaritan woman wanted this water. Water in the Bible is always one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord was emphasizing, you have to have the living water. And this is the way to have the living water. I give the living water. Water in the Bible is connected to our salvation. For example, the paralytic man was by the lake waiting for the angel of the Lord to come down and move the water, then he will jump into the water, and the first one to jump will be healed completely. So what is the living water is doing? Healing. And it was a symbol here that it heals physical disabilities or physical diseases. But in the New Testament, it is a healing as well for our souls. It is a baptism. It is a baptism. Everyone will be immersed in the font of the baptism, will be completely healed. But from his sins, from the original sins and all the sins he has done. And that is why our Lord, even Jesus Christ on the cross, the Bible tells us water and the blood came out of his side. Water and the blood. You remember when the Lord went to Cana of Galilee? Yeah? He changed what to what? Water to wine. Yeah? But he went into the Last Supper room, he changed the wine into what? His blood. So the water became his own blood. His own blood. The living water is life, is giving life, because it is his blood. Yeah? Even when Moses went, took the Israelites in the wilderness, they ran out of water and they couldn't find any water. So Moses hit the rock with his stick. And what was his stick? The cross. You remember when Moses hit the rock twice, the Lord got upset. Why? Why? Because the Lord died once, not twice. So hitting the rock with the stick is the crucifixion and the death of the Lord. And coming out of this rock is what? The water to give life. Yeah? And Saint Paul is saying about this rock, and the rock was Christ. The rock was Christ. And followed them for 40 years. 40 years this rock did not stop. Wherever they go, they find the rock is still there. It's the living rock. It's Christ himself. And he showed that on the cross, of course. Even when Elijah wanted to offer sacrifice to the Lord for the fire to come and take the sacrifice, he needed to do what? To pour water on the sacrifice. And they did pour water on the sacrifice. He said second time. And they poured second time. Is there third time? So they poured another water for the third time. What is this three times? What is this three times? It is the burial of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the 3 days that he spent in the tomb. That is why we immerse the child 3 times in the font. Why? Because he dies with the Lord and will be risen with the Lord. And after the 3 times, fire came down from heaven and took the sacrifice, accepted the sacrifice. So what is that? This is the baptism, and this is the Holy Spirit descends on the sacrifice. Yeah? So everyone will be dying with the Lord and risen with the Lord will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the living water. Even Ezekiel, when he saw his vision, خلي بالكم ان Ezekiel, when he saw his vision, he saw the water coming to the ankle, first one, then 1,000 measured 1,000 feet, and the water came to the knee. Then the water came to the hip. You can see here, the water is getting what? Deeper and deeper and deeper, till he could not walk and he has to swim, so there would be no earth under his feet. So what is that? Even the Samaritan woman told our Lord Jesus Christ, where do you get the water from? And the well is what? Deep. Deep. So the Lord said to her, the one who will drink from the water I gave, the living water, they don't have to come to this well anymore. Because the water I give will be a spring of water that will never end. It will flow, it will overflow. It will endure for everlasting life. And this is the living water we are talking about, because of the way to the Pentecost, the way of being the temple of God, the way being ready to receive the Lord and make him to abide in us. Fathers are saying the water to the ankle is what? Is the washing, is the repentance. Washing of the feet of the disciples before the Holy Communion. And the water to the knees is the worship. Is worshiping him. And worshiping him means relationship, personal relationship with the Lord. And the water which comes to the hip, which is serving. They are putting on their girdle to be ready to go out, is to serve. And when the water increase more, he swim, it means he gone out of earth, been lifted up with the Lord. Yeah? So the Lord said to the woman, if you know who is talking to you, and that I give the living water, you would have asked me. Ask, and I will give you living water. So what is the first ever thing to have this living water? Ask. You need to ask. You need to pray. You need to request this living water. This living water is not free. It's not without asking. It is free, but not without asking. The Lord would not give it to you unless you ask. Ask, and I will give it to you. Even when the Lord went to anybody who needed a miracle, He always asked, do you believe? Do you want to be healed? If you say yes, you will be healed. Ask. Ask. We are living in poverty because we don't ask. But if you ask, you will have the living water. The second one, when she said to him, give me this water, Lord, he said to her, what? Go and call your husband. And what the woman did say? I have no husband. He said, yes. You said the truth. Then I can continue. To continue how, Lord? He said, because when she said, I have no husband, He said, yes, because you have five and the one who is with you is not yours. A little, I have no one, no husband, means what? No husband means what? What are the husbands? What are the husbands here? Who are these husbands? Who? Who are they? Who are they? Our sins. Our sins. And when she said, I have no husband, means I am separated from my sins. I am repenting. I have no one. You laugh, but you have one now. Told you, no, khalas. I have no one. So first to ask. Second, are you ready? Are you ready to leave? Are you ready to be separated from the world? Separated from your sins, from your bad habits, from your bad thoughts, from your bad company. Are you? Then you are on the way to have this living water. Then the Lord started to talk to her about the Messiah. I am the Messiah. I am the one who you are waiting for. She said, when the Messiah will come, he will tell us everything. Can't you see? Can't you see? I am the one. And I presume, she looked at him and she could not talk anymore. There was no more talks after that. Why? She kept looking at him and getting it changing. Looking at him and getting it changing. Looking at him and getting it changing. Till the image of the Lord became back to her. We've been created after His image. And now, when she kept looking at the Lord, her face changed, her look changed, her heart changed, Our mind is changing. Our ways are changing. And this is the most important thing. You know the truth. And when you know the truth, the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. And once she did know him, faced him, kept listening to him, she was a changer. She was a changer from a great sinner to a great servant. She been converted, left her bucket, and went and called everyone of Samaria, all the Samaritans, and brought them to the Lord. You want really to be changed? You have to meet the Lord. You can't be changed by information. We are not teaching information. We are not teaching history. We are offering to everyone a person, the Lord. When Philip found Nathanael, he said to him, "We have found Messiah from Nazareth." He said, "There is no good one can come out of Nazareth." He said to him, "What? What? Come and see. Come and see." Nathanael went and met the Lord. And the Lord talked to him. He listened to the Lord. "This is an Israelite, no doubt." He said, "Where do you know me from?" He said, "Since you were under the tree, remember when you were 2 years old and your mother had hidden you under the tree and I rescued you from Herod, from Herod's soldiers? Do you know I saved your life?" What did he do? He bowed and said, "My Lord and my God." Just because he had seen the Lord, he had listened to him, he immediately changed. When St. Paul felt he has got a mission to finish the Christians, he went on the way to Damascus. And on the way to Damascus, he intended to finish Christianity. Then the Lord revealed himself to him. "Saul, Saul, who are you? I am the one who you persecute." There was no more discussion. He saw him, he has changed. He has been completely believed, submitted, and knelt before the Lord saying, "What do you want me to do? I am different." You want really to be changed? You want your life to be different? You have to meet him. You have to keep looking at him. You have to listen to his voice. St. Paul is saying, we see the Lord here as if we are looking in what? In a mirror. But then we will see him, what? Eye to eye, face to face. Then we will be changed into the same image. So when is the change going to happen? When we see him. Can we see him now? Yes, of course. That is the whole idea. When you open your Bible and read it, you are not reading a book. You are meeting the Lord. Because you are reading his word, and the word is him. You are meeting him. When we read the Bible in the church, yeah, how do we read the Bible in the church? How do we read the Bible in the church? Agios Othios, Agios Echeros. God Almighty. Why do we say Agios? Because the Lord is coming. The Lord will talk. The Lord will speak. Then the deacon stand there and say, stand in the fear of God. The priest is saying, many prophets wanted to see what you see. What are we seeing? Are we seeing something? Yes, the Lord is here. Look at him. He's not reading a book. He is talking. He is talking. I remember in Hampton on Arden we were doing a liturgy and we had a great deacon called Jack, an Englishman, who was reading the gospel. And there were some people from the theological school in Surrey Oak present with us. We found one lady came out of the bench and knelt to the ground. Why? You see, John the Baptist here always behind the one who reads the gospel. Yeah? So she saw John the Baptist coming out of the icon and standing before the deacon who is reading the gospel. And then she saw Christ himself coming out of the same icon and standing above the deacon. So John the Baptist in the front, looking at people, and the Christ is above that deacon. And this is the reality. Even when the bishop wanted to read the gospel, he has to take off his crown. Yeah? The Pope has to take off his crown. Why? Because the Lord is here. When the Lord came into heaven among his throne, on his throne, the 24 priests around the throne took off all their crowns and put it down because the Lord is here. And that is how do we read the gospel. It is not the deacon reading it. It is Christ talking, speaking. Every time you read the gospel, you meet him, you listen to him, you get it changed. You get to change it. Then she left her bucket. She left her bucket. The bucket for the water which makes me more hungry because now she had drank from the living water. And what did she do? Yeah? She went to the whole of Samaria, brought everyone to the Lord and witnessed to him and brought all of them to him. This is the way to have the living water. So ask And then, what's after asking? What is after asking? No husband. Yeah, I presume everyone, unless has good few husbands, needs to get rid of them. Not your real husband, but your sins. Your sins. You need to get rid of them. You need to say to the Lord, I have no husband. Of course, I don't mean your partner, Alish, and your partner is one with you, and you can't be separated from them. Then you have to meet him. Then you have to meet him and keep looking at him. Then when you look at him, you change to the same image of the risen Christ. May the Lord give us all to have this living water and be changed. Be his image again and all the time. Glory to God for the day.